You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There are an estimated 44 million impoverished children living in India. The most vulnerable of them are children who usually happen to be girls living in orphanages and slum communities. And as these kiddos transition into adulthood, most of them have little or no education, no job skills, and no support. This is where Idaho-based nonprofit Illuminate India comes into the picture to help raise money for a career pathway for these children, but to also bring awareness to the plight going on in India. Joining me live in studio is co-founder and executive director of Illuminate India, Christy Weary. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So a little bit of your background. Three of your five children were adopted from India. Is this how you became aware of these issues that are going on?
Yes, definitely. Just traveling over there to adopt my children and meeting some amazing local people there who are just giving their lives to help kids in need. It's just really what propelled me to get involved.
And when you talk about the fact that it's mostly girls, and we're, we know that India, there is poverty, tremendous poverty in India. But these are children living in orphanages, living in slums. Why is it usually girls versus boys?
There is a stigma in India with girls that, you know, there still is the dowry system is in place in a lot of parts of India. And so it costs more to have a girl. And so culturally, it's not an advantage to have a girl. It's an advantage to have a boy. And so a lot of girls are just kind of seen as less valuable. And so then they just end up in situations where they're neglected or abandoned or relinquished at birth. And then a lot of times families can afford to educate maybe one of their children. And so if they have a girl, then the girl would be the one who wouldn't become educated.
And so you and another woman joined forces, basically. And you decide to start a nonprofit.
Right.
So tell me about this journey.
Yeah. So my co-founder, Bree Mahar, she was adopted from Calcutta, India herself as a newborn and grew up in Oregon. And her and I were both traveling to adopt our children at the same time in 2011. And we had met through our adoption agency and just kind of ended up in India at the same time to meet our children. And during that trip, we had a lot of conversation about how we could get more involved. Because, you know, once you've adopted a child, it was just such a blessing for us, and we wanted to give back, and we saw that there was need. And the woman who runs the orphanage where our children are from, she came to us and just said, you know, I have all these special needs kids. They need medical treatment. They need physical therapy, and we don't have the resources to give them what they need. And so she asked us if we would help her. And so we just decided, okay, we're going to do this. So we came back and started the nonprofit, and then every year when we go back, we just meet these amazing local people who are just literally giving the shirt off their back to these kids. And so it's just been slowly we've just gotten more partnerships going in, more projects. So
and what I think is so interesting about, first off, I love the name Illuminate India. I think it's a lovely name. But talk to me about the career pathways part of your nonprofit.
Yeah. So that's really targeting children and specifically girls, but we do have boys in the program too, who for poverty reasons haven't been able to complete their education. So through the career pathways, we either help them continue their education as far as they can possibly go, or in a lot of cases with a lot of the teenage girls, they haven't been able to go to enough formal schooling to be able to actually complete it. So in that case, we do a vocational training, like a sewing class or a computer literacy course so that they could work a job. So a lot of these girls, we have a skills training in the slum for sewing, and it takes a year. And then when they graduate, they get a sewing machine and all the supplies, and then the very next day they can start their business. And it's what we found is that it's actually bringing so much hope to their slum community because they're able to help their own families. And then if they end up getting arranged in marriage to another boy in the slum who himself is also from a poverty situation, they actually have a career, they have a skill, they can support their family. So
I'm speaking with Christy Weary. She is a co-founder and executive director of Illuminate India. And what would happen to these children when they become adults if they do not have this education or a vocation?
They're just continuing in the cycle of poverty that they were born into. You know, a lot of them end up doing extremely menial jobs for hardly any money, and then they end up getting married to other people in their community who are also in the same situation. Then they have kids, and those kids are in the same situation. They can't afford to give them an education. So it's just continuing that cycle over and over and over.
And one of the things that you do in particular for Career Pathways Project is a fundraiser, and it's called Curry for a Cause. So tell me about this, because you've done this for 5 years in a row going into your sixth year for this.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of building a bridge between Idaho and India and bringing in just some of the beautiful aspects of the Indian culture into an event. And so we have Bollywood dancing, we have henna artists, we have amazing curry dinner, and then we have a live and silent auction. And we also, you know, feature a little bit about our programs just so that people can learn more and support the cause. And so it's been fun because we have, you know, quite a few people from the East Indian community who live here locally join us. And so it really feels like this really cool collaboration between, you know, the two worlds, you know. And yeah, so it's been great.
And having done this for 5 years, going into your sixth year with this, have you seen some success stories come out of this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One little girl I can think of right now, her name is Chandani, and she was 13 when she joined our sewing class. And her father had passed away, and her mother was just single mom supporting her and her little sister. And her mom was working in a factory 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, and barely making ends meet, living in a little tiny slum area. And so Chandani learned to sew. And after the year was up, when she graduated, she started her own business. And so now she is helping to support her mom and her sister. And she's teaching her mom to sew and her little sister to sew. And her hope is that they'll be able to, all three of them, work together and then get out of the slum. And I think they're pretty close. They're pretty close to being able to do that now.
What's it like for you to go back every year and to see these success stories physically in action?
Yeah, it's really humbling. And, you know, and it's exciting just to see that, you know, something that seems little that we can do really has just a profound impact on their lives, and it changes the course of their future. And so,
and then that's got to be huge, right? Is that idea of, I mean, there's no way that you could have known when you decided to start this that you would actually see a difference in people's lives.
Right. You hope, but, you know, you don't know. And then it is exciting to go back every year and see how they're doing and see the progress. And yeah, it's amazing.
So when is the event?
It's on March 2nd at Barber Park Education and Events Center. And it starts at 6, but happy hour starts at 5. So tickets are online, and we still have some tickets available. So if people want to join us.
Absolutely. What a great event. And thank you for talking to me today about Illuminate India and Curry for a Cause coming up on March 2nd. Yeah, my guest today, Christy Weary. She is the co-founder and executive director of Illuminate India. Again, thank you so much for coming in
today. Thank you.